Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pradam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Rupa Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All of us have come to this place of Rupa Goswami's bhajan. And as Sri Rama Prabhu was mentioning that he has spent quality time and days and months here performing his bhajan and writing his most precious, valuable contributions to all of for all of us. Rupa Goswami was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write scriptures to establish deity worship and to establish deities and deity worship. Our sampradaya is known as Rupa Nigas. Rupa Goswami is the epitome of our sampradaya. As Rupa Manjari is the topmost of all manjaris, serving the gopis, ashtasakhis. So our sampradaya is known as followers of Rupa Goswami. So you can imagine how important the position of Rupa Goswami is. And truly, we all have come here actually to take shelter of Rupa Goswami at his lotus feet, to submit our lives. As Narottam Das Goswami very beautifully mentions in the song which we sang, that how our life is most meaningful if we truly take shelter at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. So all of us should pray within our heart that Srila Rupa Goswami offers his shelter to all of us. His shelter means the shelter of Radharani and Krishna, the most secure, the most protected place for all of us who are wandering and lost in the dreadful material world. Babaji was telling me that this is not a garden for enjoyment. Very significant statement. This is a place of bhajan. It has its own natural beauty, naturally. You know, all transcendental places, transcendental things are naturally blissful and beautiful. But more than that, they have spiritual potency. And Rupa Goswami did not choose this place because this was a very beautiful place. Rupa Goswami chose this place because Krishna has performed his beautiful pastimes and he wanted to just absorb in loving devotional service over here in secluded bhajan, ekanta bhajan. He wrote Ujjwal Nilmani, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Dan Keli Komudi, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, Upadeshamrut, Padyavali, the poetry book. So many literatures he wrote. And they are supposed to be the beacon light of knowledge for thousands of years to come. It's not just one yuga, four yugas, anantakalpa. They will be the beacon light. Because the humanity is suffering from repeated cycle of birth and death, the disease of material desires. And once one who takes shelter of the teachings of Rupa Goswami will be surely delivered from the pangs of this repeated cycles of birth and death. One time, it was Sanatana Goswami's birthday. Babaji wants me to tell this story. He told me before I started. So Sanatana Goswami's birthday was there and Rupa Goswami wanted to celebrate it very beautifully because he was his elder brother. But being a sadhu, he didn't have any resources. He desired that he wanted to make a very beautiful kheer, very tasty kheer for his elder brother to really honor him for his appearance day. And just he desired and he thought, I am a sadhu, from where I would get ingredients. At the same time, a very beautiful small girl came here with a basket on her head which contained high quality rice and milk from Kamadhenu cows. And she said, my mother has sent this so that you can make kheer. So he was overwhelmed. Immediately went in the kitchen and started cooking with that milk and rice, and he made a very beautiful kheer and he invited his brother, and Sanatana Goswami came here. Haribol, see, so the beautiful girl is coming with tokri of rice and milk. Srimati Radharani ki jai ho. Dhanyavad, kanya, bahut bahut dhanyavad. Ye kanya ne ready-made kheer laya. So Rupa Goswami cooked that beautiful kheer and Sanatana Goswami came and very respectfully he offered that sweet rice to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami, when he tasted that kheer, he had ecstatic symptoms. He had tears flowing from his eyes, hair standing on end, and he was experiencing transcendental bliss which he could never experience before. And he said, from where you made this? I can taste celestial experiences. Hare Krishna, please keep silence. Sanatana Goswami is honoring kheer. And he had ecstatic experiences and he asked his brother, from where you made this kheer? He said, one beautiful girl came here and gave me the ingredients. He said, that was none other than Radharani herself who came and gave you the celestial ingredients. And the both of them shed tears of ecstasy that their mistress came herself and wanted to honor the devotee. This is the transcendental competition between the devotees and Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna wants to always glorify his devotees and his devotees always want to glorify Sri Krishna and Radharani. So this place is famous for this kheer. And yesterday was Rupa Goswami's disappearance day. And Maharaji, Babaji Maharaj here cooked kheer and he said, we have kept kheer. Because every year Siddhama Prabhu comes with his devotee friends. And Malpo also is coming. from Hare Krishna. Jai Ho Malpa Mahaprasad Ki Jai. Please record that. So, it is not ordinary. It's not by chance and not by accident that these things happen. And Mr. Babaji Maharaj is very sincere devotee of this place, also a resident of Nandagaon. All the Goswamis and Brajbasis are... Haan. Aap rakhiye, hum baat denge sabko. Haan, rakhiye. Thank you. So he's very benevolent and very generous hearted Babaji Maharaj, and he receives guests. He said that he identifies between insincere souls and sincere souls very much by experience. of the past. His criteria is that those people who come here and enjoy scenery, they should not be taken very seriously. Those people who come and take shelter and take offer dandavat to Rupa Goswami first, they are supposed to be the most wonderful devotees. So that's why Sridhar Prabhu requested all of you to come here, offer your dandavats and take shelter of Rupa Goswami. So that Babaji will count you in sincere devotees and give you his blessings.
I didn't know this, honestly.
Krishna in the heart has inspired you.
This is wonderful.
Now, let me tell you a little bit. So, Ter Kadamba is very esoteric place. Krishna had two different kinds of cow herding pastimes. When he was small boy, under 5 years of age, whatever age, maybe 2.5 years, he was given the charge of small baby cows. And the rule was that when Yashoda Mata and Nanda Maharaj would climb at the topmost position of Nandishwar Parvat from his palace, he should be able to see where Krishna and Balaram is with the cows. That far only they can go. They cannot go beyond that, their range of vision from the top of the Nandishwar mountain. And because they were given baby cows, it's called Vatsa, so it's called Vatsapal. So in his Vatsapal Leela, he went to Khadirvan, he went to nearby forests, he killed Agasur, Bakasur, Putna. Putana, of course, he killed in Gokul, but Agasur, Bakasur were killed in his Vatsapal Leela from here. There's a place in Nandgaon upstairs, on the ground level, called Nanda Baitak. It is explained that Yashoda Mataji's eyes, they were never without tears. Constantly her eyes were filled with tears, like the cows of Nandgaon were also had eyes always filled with tears for love for Krishna. And their udders would always drip transcendental milk out of love for Krishna because they were immersed in thoughts of Krishna. And when Krishna would be sent with the baby cows, go to herding cows, they will start thinking about when he will come back. And Yashoda Mata will constantly keep going and up and down the window, keep peeping, to see how far the sun has come down. And when the sun would start coming down from the top position to the second half, then she would be restless. And when it come half the way from the top position, it comes down, she would take Nanda Maharaj and go down to a place called Nanda Baitak, where they would wait, because they would not be able to wait that Krishna has come down and he has to climb the mountain and we are still waiting upstairs, so they would come down to receive them. And Nanda Maharaj will embrace Krishna Balaram and make them sit down on the lap on each side and feed them sweetmeats, have wonderful kissings and embracing exchanges of that day, what happened. And then they would ceremoniously carry them on the mountain. And again the gopis would do aarti, you know, lamps and flowers and sweetmeats, and that's how they would take them inside and Mata will give them bath and feed them again sweetmeats and makhan, then sing beautiful songs and Krishna would go to rest. And one part of Krishna, of Gopi Krishna, would go to play Ras Leela. So, in Vatsapal Leela, after when it went for a long time, there was one day, all the gopas were with Krishna, holding the baby cows. They teased Krishna like anything. They said, see, your father and mother do not have trust in you. Huh? Because you are a naughty boy, irresponsible. They do not want to give big cows to you. They heard themselves big cows, but they are given all baby cows to you, which are not so important, you know. So Krishna really felt bad, you know. I am herding cows so nicely, I love cows, but still my father is not giving me, so he was very upset that day. Really they demoralized him by talking and talking. And that day, there was no ceremony. Krishna just came and straight went to the bedroom and slept with his face down. There was no aarti, there was no abhishek, there was no sweetmeats, there was no songs, nothing. Straight went to sleep, I was angry. And Yashoda Mataji was very upset to see. And the same day, when in the close by forest was Vatsapal, when the cowherd boys were teasing him, the same day at home, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mataji had a very important meeting, a breakthrough meeting. They were thinking, now our Krishna has grown up, we should give him the charge of big cows. Our cows are also very eager to go with him. Now tomorrow morning we will give the full charge of all the cows. So they were waiting for a happy news to be declared to Krishna, but he didn't give any chance, he just went to sleep. And they were waiting, 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 and next morning came and Sudha Mata was singing the songs for waking him up in the morning. And he was not waking up, was not responding at all. It is said that it is very easy to wake up a person who is sleeping. But it's very difficult to wake up a person who is pretending to sleep. And because Krishna was pretending to sleep, he was not waking up. Then finally, Mother Yashoda went close to his ears and said, "Today we are going to give you the charge of big cows." And jumped from bed, Krishna. He said, "Hari Bol." And immediately, you know, by the time what happened was, every day he plays his flute, I told you in the beginning. And all the cowherd boys wake up. This way, this day, he didn't play flute, but still the cowherd boys woke up and got dressed up and got their tiffins and everything. They were ready, waiting outside, calling, and Krishna was not getting up. So then that time, Mother Yashoda had to really tell him this. He said, "Your friends have come, they all dressed up, they've got everything ready, and you are still sleeping." So he jumped and he got himself ready. Mataji dressed him nicely, and he came to greet his friends. Friends were very happy. 9 lakh cows were waiting very beautifully in a row, that today our beloved Kanha is going to take us in the forest. Because Gopal means one has to go with big cows for far distances, you know. It is not very close by, invisible distance. So that day was the first day. And it's like a first day is very important. So Mother is giving orientation. You know, these are the cows and you have to take care, you have to go. And here are 2 umbrellas for you and Balram. And here are 2 pairs of shoes for you and Balram. So, wow, very wonderful. What about the shoes and umbrella for each and every cow for me? He said, "How many shoes will require?" Yes? 36 lakhs of shoes. That means 18 lakhs pairs of shoes. And 9 lakhs of umbrellas. Mother Yashoda said, "I do not have such resource. I have only 2 umbrellas and 4 shoes. Please wear it or leave it." So he said, "I will not wear till you get umbrellas and shoes for all of my cows." This is how much he loves cows, you know. He said, "My cows will walk in pebbles and thorns and stones, and I will walk with shoes on them. What about them?" "So I will also not accept." That is the love. And when the discussion was going on, the cows were hearing with erected ears. They were thinking, "Oh, now Krishna will walk further distances, long distances, without any shoes, barefoot, and there will be thorns, pebbles, stones, so many things on the road. What will happen to his shoes? What will happen to his legs, his lotus feet?" So while this was going on, all these 9 lakh cows went in all directions in Brajbhumi, and wherever Krishna would decide, randomly in his mind, that place should have fine butter-like dust. So they just with their hooves. Yeah, this is like stone, you know. So they crushed every single pebble, thorn and stones and made it like powder, like soft butter. And while they were doing this, what was happening? They were immersed in thoughts of Krishna. So naturally their eyes were filled with tears and their udders were dripping drop by drop their transcendental milk. So it became like butter. Very cool, very fine and very refreshing. And they all came back, again stood in the queue. And they are waiting. "Today he may choose to go to any direction. All directions we have made butter-like arrangement for Krishna to walk." And they also had a very beautiful understanding in cooperation that wherever Krishna would, of course Krishna would walk in front, and then all the cowherd's friends will walk with their cows and all cows will follow behind. But they made an agreement that wherever they will walk, Krishna and Balram, we will not step on their footsteps, on their footprints. I still don't understand how it was possible, but they made it possible. If there's a desire, everything is possible. Everything is based on desire. We heard in the very early days of Krishna consciousness. So, what do we understand? That Krishna's love for cows is so intense and so deep. So, then Krishna started walking, and it is explained that these footprints of Krishna, which have golden effulgence around it, the border is effulgent like gold. There are beautiful signs of Ankush and Vajra and Vedi and lotus flower and fish and chakra and a beautiful signs of the lotus footprints of Krishna. So along with the footprints, also these beautiful foot signs are there in the footprints, and they became the ornaments of Brajbhumi. And today also we know that decorations of Brajbhumi is the lotus footprints of Krishna. Some places like Choti Bhaten, Badi Bhaten, and Nandgaon Pahad, Nandishwar Pahad, and some more like in Sriji Mandir, the Sriji footprints are there. Very little footprints are remaining, and keep it inside. Put inside. This also. So then Krishna went, and the Brijvasis explained that the first day, because he went far distance, he got tired. And the cowherd boys really enjoyed with Krishna, going far distances, adventurous activities. And they came, when they were coming back, Krishna was very, very tired, very morose, and not very morose emotionally, but very happy, physically tired. So the cowherd boy thought that if Mother Yashoda sees Krishna very tired, very exhausted, and he will not send him next day. So what they did, they started singing very beautiful songs and joking songs. They started cracking jokes. They made funny gestures of monkeys and other animals, and made Krishna laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And they made him laugh more when they came close to Nanda Bhavan. And Mother Yashoda saw how Krishna is laughing and enjoying with his forward friends. He must have had a very good day. And all the gopis were standing with lamps in hand to do his aarti and receive him. And they were discussing what happened that day. Everybody was narrating how beautiful the day was. So this is how the Gopal Leela began on the Gopastami day. It was the Gopastami day, I forgot to mention to you. It was Gopastami. And when Krishna actually was getting ready to start his journey to forest with the cows, all the gopis came running. And is explained that because they were moving very fast, they have what do you call it, ghagra, the long dress that gopis wear. They lifted their dress and they were running very fast. So on that day, if you go to our ISKCON temple, especially Mayapur, they have charan darshan of all the gopis. What is the bhav there on that day? That all the gopis are running to see Krishna. How is he going to start his cowherding pastime today, Gopal Leela? That is why they lift their ghagras and their lotus feet are available to be seen that day. So this is how he began, and then every day he had 9 lakh cows, and as Prabhuji was explaining, he has got 108 groups of different cows. I remember only few. Some are black cow group, some are white cow group, some are brown cows, which are supposed to be very, very auspicious, and some cows are black cows with white dots, some are with white cows with black dots. Some are with brown cows with white dots and brown cows with black dots, and some are called Tilakini. They have got Tilak on their forehead of white color. That means you have a black cow with Tilak and white cow with Tilak and brown cow with Tilak and various combinations of them. And many, many more combinations. And Krishna would very systematically take them for herding, take them for grazing very beautifully. And in the end, when Krishna would return back, he would come to this tree called Ter Kadamba. Ter means calling. Kadamba is a tree. And he would go on the top of the tree, and he will not call. He will play his flute. Huh? He will play his flute in such a beautiful way. It is a sixth note which he would play. And in sixth note, when he will play that note, it will sound as one musical sound, but it will ring in each and every cow her individual name. So 9 lakh cows will be hearing their name in the tune that Krishna is playing from the top of the Kadamba tree. And it is explained that some of the cows specifically will hear their name but still will not respond. And others, all the other cows will raise their ears erect and concentrate on the beautiful sound which Krishna is calling them through the flute, and then start getting mesmerized walking towards the Kadamba tree. And they all gather with their face looking upwards, eyes looking upwards, with ears erect, hearing the beautiful sound, getting completely mesmerized. And then those two, three cows, few cows will not respond. Then what Krishna will do? Krishna will get down, go all the way to those cows and bring them by hand. You know, attention seeking, this is called as. They want Krishna's personal attention. And Krishna is here in Vrindavan to fulfill everybody's personal desires. Huh? Even when he walks barefoot, what happens when he walks on barefoot? Every blade of grass is receiving reciprocation from Krishna. It is not something like mechanical walk, you know. Every blade of grass is alive. is Chintamani is something supposed to be living entity immersed in Shantaras with Krishna, and Krishna would touch these lotus feet. Why about that? Don't get distracted, don't worry. So, what I was telling?
You were person seeking attention.
So, the blade of grass also is reciprocated by Krishna for wonderful emotions. Every bird would make sound when he was coming back and going to herd the cows, and Krishna would make that bird sound and reciprocate. It looked very funny for the cowherd boys, but actually he was responding to every bird. Every bird, every animal would make sound and Krishna would respond to them. This is Vrindavan life. Vrindavan life means personalized transcendental experiences for each devotee. And we want to be part of this life. That is why we have come here again and again. We come here again and again by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. We are only hoping and praying that we should one day become participants of Krishna's pastimes under the guidance of all the pure devotees and Guru Maharaj. So, the Brijvasis have great celebrations on the day of Upashtami, and how Krishna was appeased by all the cowherd boys, all the friends. They enact it. They actually go around everywhere and finally bring them to Asheshwar, and then bring them to Erikadamba here. It's a big ceremony on the Upashtami day. And all the songs are being sung, how they entertained Krishna and made Mother Yashoda also feel very happy about it. Sri Erikadamba Dham ki, Rupa Goswami Maharaj ki. So in this, like Prabhuji was explaining, this is a very esoteric and lonely place. But when Krishna was coming back, it was a very crowded place. 9 lakh cows and so many cowherd friends, and everybody song singing, making noise and going back home, everybody returning back to their homes. But he explained that when Krishna left Vrindavan, almost for 150 years, nobody celebrated Holi and nobody celebrated any festival here. They were very morose and in separation actually. So they only prepared every day to receive him, but there was no festivals. And definitely I am sure that I got information that there was no Holi performed, because they were in too much of separation from Krishna. So we are very fortunate here to be here. And you can see that such kind of arrangement, even if the richest man on earth comes here and pays trillions of dollars, he cannot create condition like this. He cannot make the trees crawl like this. Only Krishna can make the trees crawl like this. These are pilu trees. You can see very carefully, the leaves very specific. These trees are very specific. They enact the mood of Braj and the devotees of Braj. They grow. They don't grow in the sky. They just crawl, and all their most of the branches are on the ground, and they are in Nidhivan also. They are in Sevakunj also. So they enact that how one should be, how we all should be. They tell us by their own behavior. Devotees means they are always humble, subservient at the feet of the other devotees. So we are very grateful to Rupa Goswami Maharaj, and as Prabhuji was explaining so beautifully, that when a saint resides in one place, that place, in scriptures we read that in that place tigers start embracing deers and lions start embracing elephants, the enemies forget the animosity and they live very happily. That was a scene in Jharkhand forest. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, all the animals lost their animosity and they were embracing. And Jajali Muni also made everybody so happy in his own courtyard. When Vasishtha Muni was staying, the same environment was there. And when Rupa Goswami was there, same environment is here now also. So we are partaking of that beautiful environment, which was created by the purity and devotion and intense immersion of Rupa Goswami in Krishna's loving pastimes and thoughtfulness. We are participating in that environment here. It is not an ordinary place, you know. That's why he told me in the beginning, it's not a garden to be enjoyed. It's a garden to be relished and to be served in consciousness. So we are very thankful to all of you, because devotees, when they come, they are, all of you, by your presence, invoke the beauty of this place. The transcendental nature of this place is invoked by devotees' presence. Because Krishna also not interested in revealing this place to anybody else. When sincere devotees come, by the dint of presence of theirs and the collective consciousness of all the devotees, the glory of that place is revealed. So we are thankful to all of you also. Let us offer our humble obeisances to Rupa Goswami Maharaj. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Rupa Goswami Maharaj ki. I must tell you that this Baba is very sincere and very honest and very generous hearted since every time we come here. So I don't know what the system of donation is, but whoever feels like donating, please donate. Because you know, out of his own loving sentiment, he has offered the most esoteric prasad, famous from Brajbhumi, to all of you. To receive the kheer at Rupa Goswami's kuti is one of the most transcendental fortunes of ours. And because it is Hariyali Tej and Chula is going on, they also offer Pua and Malpua and kheer to the Lord. Their Malpua prasad also is ready. He is just opening his heart to all of us, not restricting it in miserliness. Yeah.